That is a message to take to heart. Hello, you're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 81. We started things off this week with the Long Blondes with the song Once and Never Again. That is off their 2006 album, Someone to Drive You Home, released on Rough Trade. A band out of Sheffield, England there. I don't know anything else about them, and I don't even know where I found them. Probably through the blogosphere somewhere, but I need to find more because that's really good stuff. Speaking of the blogosphere, we're going to start things off in this next set with the most blogged band in the history of the world, one that I avoided forever because they were so talked about, but then ultimately gave in to just to see what the hype was all about. Here it is, Vampire Weekend.
But Vermeer sends a chill up your spine. Yeah, Vermeer sends a chill up your spine. Vermeer was eerie, Vermeer was strange. He had a more modern color range, as if born in another age, like maybe 100 or so years ago. What's this, a ghost in the gallery? Great Scott, the Martians are here. These strange little paintings next to the others, no one was like Vermeer. For me it was eerie, for me I was weird. He had his own way of doing things with a paint from another era, another era.
Well, he's done it again. Jonathan Richman has written another song about a fantastic painter. That song is called No One Was Like Vermeer. That's off his new album, Because Her Beauty Is Raw and Wild. It comes out on April 8th on Vapor Records. I saw Jonathan a few weeks ago, and it was a great show, as always. The new album sounds a lot like that song, which sounds exactly like it did live. It's kind of raw and wild itself. In that song, you hear a few guitar flubs. Doesn't matter. The message of the song gets out, and the spirit and the feeling, and so much is wonderful at Jonathan Richman. Before that, we played Vampire Weekend with the song A Punk. You've probably heard that song a million times, probably saw it on Saturday Night Live, but there it is. And the album itself is, you know, you've got your opinions. I think my mom would like it. I think I remember Graceland the first time it was released. Coming up next, I've got a track by We Are Scientists. The song is called After Hours.
We'll be right back.
Something about garage rock revival just makes me laugh, but I actually like that band. I think there's a little more to them than simply a wave to ride. That is White Denim from Austin, Texas, with the song Dark Sided Computer Mouth. They released that themselves back in May of last year as their Let's Talk About It 7-inch, and it's available on iTunes as well. And we're looking forward to a new album from them sometime this year. Before that, we played We Are Scientists with the song After Hours. I believe I got that on the Brain Thrust Mastery UK version that came out in March of this year, despite the fact the band are from California. I don't know if it's been released in the States yet, though. That's kind of bizarre. Coming up next, I got a track by Tapes and Tapes, who will be playing with White Denim here in Chicago on April 11th at the Metro. I'm sure that tour is coming your way as well. This song is Hang 'Em All.
hoping with chance you might take the stance. I can't hear your voice, do I have a choice?
You're sinking below, I'm using my force.
I'm hoping with chance you might take the stance.
You're my number one guy.
Instead of calling up the wall, why don't you open up with tall? I'm ready for a fall. Instead of calling up the wall, why don't you open up with tall? We are ready for a fall. I can't hear your voice, do I have a choice?
You're sinking below, I'm using my force.
I'm hoping with chance you might take the stance.
I'm definitely remiss in not telling you to put on your dancing shoes for that one. I hope you got them on in time. That was Hot Ship with the song Ready for the Floor off the new album Made in the Dark that came out in February on Astroworks Record. I really liked the last album. I like this one, so that makes me a Hot Ship fan. Before that was Tapes and Tapes with the song Hang 'Em All off their new album Walk It Off that came out, comes out April 8th on XL Recordings. And I am not a fan. I liked them live, I liked the last album, but this one just doesn't do anything for me. Nothing striking there at all. And that's the risk we take with the Too Much Rock podcast. The way it works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, it's bad. But we go through it together, and normally I make some pretty good guesses. That time, just doesn't do anything for me. Maybe it did for you. I see from the time I need to get some business out of the way. So I want to let you know you're listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. This has been episode number 81. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things this week with Tobias Froberg from Stockholm, Sweden. He's got a new album called Turn Heads that he's self-releasing, at least I think it's his own label, Fire Egg Records, on April 8th of this year. It is a wonderful post-punk mix of pop and, I don't know, just wonderment. It reminds me of Joe Jackson and Graham Parker in some ways, and, you know, more modern piano-based singer-songwriters in other ways. But there's something wonderful about just about every song on this album. So I hope you enjoy it. And I will dedicate this one to Catherine. It's called She Is Becoming Her Mother Again. Thanks for listening.
She is becoming her mother again, and she says she doesn't want to be like that again. She is the city lights for me, but now she's acting like someone she doesn't want to be. She forgets things and then she wonders. She doesn't see it until it shows. She is becoming her mother again. She finds her in the mirror when she wants a friend. Again, but I don't care.